these towers revealing like light box jewels an image of a Charles Birchfield painting. That's not been done before.
Birchfield Executive Director Anthony Bannon enthusiastically describing the front yard exhibit. By next Friday, artwork and special effects will be on display outside of the gallery along Elmwood Avenue. It's described as a one-of-a-kind gallery experience.
We have an opportunity now to say that, come on, bring it on. We can handle 60, 80 artists in a year.
At sunset next Friday, projections from the three towers will turn on forever, featuring images and audio from artists. Scott Propiak is chief curator at Birchfield.
The videos that play and the videos that are created for it are generated and selected by elements of the weather. And so certain temperatures and certain light levels and humidity levels will signal what comes up. So there is no, some of the work is abstract, some of it is light narrative.
Front Yard was developed with the collaborative help of students from Buffalo State, UB, and SUNY at Alfred. Birchfield's head of marketing and public relations, Kathleen Hayworth, says that includes the design of the towers.
And the three towers that you see in front of you were designed through a class project, the University of Buffalo's Architecture School, under the direction of Brad Wales, and undergraduate students' design actually was the one that was finally chosen.
Birchfield's front yard promises to provide a unique outdoor media gallery, 24/7 with digital signals that will be received in real time from around the globe.
Read the weather, read the seasons, read the cycles, just as Charles Birchfield would have done in his spirit, except we're doing it digitally, in sound, and in image that is projected all the time.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.